Welcome to the Bonfire Bruja, where the history of witchcraft is rediscovered and embraced. After all, to move forward, we need to learn from the past. Hello, darlings. How are you? I hope you are all doing absolutely fabulous. I apologize if the acoustics of this episode are a little bit wonky. I am not at home recording this. Surprise, surprise. I am on the road for work. Enough about that, though. This week, I wanted to discuss another influential deity, creature, inhabitant of the witchcraft world. This is a Slavic folkloric deity known as the deity of the dead or a thunder witch, also said to be the grandmother of the devil himself. In Russian, Ukrainian, and Bulgarian lore, this is Baba Yaga. In Polish, Hey Baba. In Czechoslovakia, or Czech and Slovakia, my apologies. That shows my age because I said it as one. There's Yaga Baba in Slovenia. Sorry. And Baba Roga in Croatian, Bosnian, and then in Macedonia and Serbia, this is Baba Pora. But for our purposes today, we are going to be referencing the deity as Baba Yaga. Now, Baba Yaga, as I said, appears in folkloric Slavic tales. She initially appears in Vasila the Beautiful and also the Feather of Finist the Falcon. But in the Feather of Finist the Falcon, Baba Yaga actually appears as three sisters, all by the name of Baba Yaga. In the folklore, Baba Yaga is a character who teaches morality in some form. Each tale teaches that being pure of spirit and having polite manners will get you much farther in life. This is often told to children to scare them away from wandering too far from home as well. And it's the importance of the delicate nature of the spirit world. Baba Yaga can either be a helpful guide or she is an absolute nightmare who provides nothing but a dangerous path and a deterrent for anybody who doesn't have the manners. It is said that Baba Yaga actually lives deep in the forest on a house that sits on chicken legs. The gate surrounding her house is bones with a skull on top of each picket of the fence. And the key to get into her door, well, that's just nothing more than a mouthful of razor sharp teeth. Baba Yaga is not given a flattering description. In fact, she is described often as a hag who flies through the air in a mortar, using the pestle to steer and act as her rudder and creating a tempest in her wake with a silver birch broom to erase any evidence of her past. There is a few legends that present where Baba Yaga is accompanied with three riders. The first rider is a rider all in white on a white horse, and this is representative of the day. Then there's a red horse and a red rider, and that is to represent the sun. And of course, there is an all black horse with a rider cloaked in black on a black saddle, and that is the representative of the night. I haven't had the luxury of reading the myths that accompany Baba Yaga yet. And quite honest, when I started this episode, I didn't really know much information about her other than I know that this is a central figure that has been utilized in modern horror stories. So I found this a perfect opportunity to be able to research her. But ultimately, the question is how do we work with Baba Yaga? Commonly, Baba Yaga is, in the witchcraft world, a representative of the crone, that triple goddess. You have the maiden, the mother, and the crone. Baba Yaga is a representative of the crone. She presides over life and death, time and the cycles of nature. Baba Yaga is the representative and the embodiment of the duality and the personification is Mother Earth. If you treat Mother Earth with love and with kindness and respect, you are provided with guidance and answers. But if you provide nothing but disrespect and selfishness, well, then you get met with nothing but destruction. The strongest representation and the strongest recommendation that I found in working with Baba Yaga is, in fact, to meditate, to ask her for guidance. Preferably, you would be in a wooded area, a place where you will not be disturbed, where it's quiet. But not all of us are lucky enough to live near the forest or to be the village witch just sitting in the woods like I would love to be. So if you decide to meditate and focus and invoke Baba Yaga in your backyard, next to a tree, or any place that you can find that offers quiet, uninterrupted time is perfect. If you are going to meditate and invoke Baba Yaga, using incense to replicate the woods, cedar, pine, sandalwood, anything that provides you with a grounding. Of course, meditation, you can always add crystals, protective charms, and the crystals are generally associated with those earthy rocks. So your black tourmaline, obsidian, smoky quartz, or jet. When you do reach out to Baba Yaga, you can use this as an opportunity to ask her for advice or guidance. She also provides healing and wildcrafting. Her knowledge of herbalism, or just guidance in your practices as a hedge witch. But just a reminder that Baba Yaga is like any grandmother. She is blunt, and she will give you the tough love that you need, not the kindness that you want. She doesn't provide sugar-coated truths. She provides you with hard reality. Meditations to Baba Yaga usually do take quite a bit of energy from you, especially when you're confronted with such an intense truth. My recommendation is once you've concluded your meditations, thank Baba Yaga for her time and her advice, and then recuperate, drink plenty of water, rest. And when you're ready to rejoin, provide Baba Yaga with an offering. Offerings can be something as simple as any traditional Russian food. If you know how to make Russian potato pancakes, pierogies, bread, or the Russian favorite borscht, she would love that. But there's also the other offerings that you can provide Baba Yaga. You can provide tobacco. Or I saw a couple of suggestions for Russian nesting dolls as well. Ultimately, anything that you feel that Baba Yaga would benefit from, that she would appreciate, you can provide that to her. That being said, I am going to go to bed. I have a big day tomorrow. But I will be back next week, and I hope you will too. Until then, have a beautiful night, and I hope that you spend your days crafting a bewitching lifestyle. Thank you for joining us here at the Bonfire Bruja. Be sure to leave us a review on your preferred listening platform and join our growing communities on Instagram and Facebook. I will see you next week.